Hearing no objections, I'll assume they'll be delivered to us. With that, we recognize the gentleman from Idaho, Mr. Labrador, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I especially want to say, welcome Mr. Magwood, Commissioner Magwood, who worked diligently at Idaho National Laboratory. And I believe Commissioner Finicky's worked for one of our senators. So thank you for being here. This has been truly one of the most frustrating hearings I've ever participated in, because I've never seen such self-deluded behavior by any individual in probably my entire life. The lack of awareness of what's happening here in the commission is truly astounding to me. To watch an individual just sit here and say that the only thing he is responsible for and he's sorry about is the distraction that has been caused by your behavior is truly just embarrassing, just to watch you this entire time that I've been here. So let's really just get down to what's happening here. You believe, and you did not answer this question when my good colleague over here asked you the question, but you believe that you are more passionate than the other four individuals sitting here about nuclear safety. Is that not true?
Well,
just answer the question, yes or no. You can say yes, you can say no. Are you more passionate, are you less passionate? Or are you equally passionate? It's a simple question.
My voting record, I think, shows that I have taken positions on safety.
So you're more passionate. Is that what you believe?
I would say my position.
And you also believe that you have better judgment than these four individuals. Is that not true?
I believe that I have taken...
Yes or no? Simple question.
I believe I have very good judgment as a safety.
And your judgment is better than the four individuals here combined. Isn't that true, according to your own opinion?
It's up to others to determine.
No, it's up to you, because you're the one who's making the decisions that is making their life a living hell. So you tell me, do you have more passion? Do you have better judgment? Yes or no?
I feel very strongly that I have an appropriate judgment. And
so you have better judgment than the other four individuals that are sitting here, correct? According to you.
Congressman, as I said many times, I'm not...
Okay, you're not going to answer the question when it's clearly from your statements, from your actions, that you believe that your judgment and your passion surpasses the four of them combined. So your distraction that is being caused, it's interesting to me. I have managed an organization. I had a law firm for a while. Now I have to manage my congressional office. Your management style is bringing some problems that are being brought here to the fore, and you're saying that you're willing to work with them, but you're not willing to admit that you have done anything wrong. That's what I cannot understand. The only way you're going to be able to work with these individuals and actually change your management style is by admitting that you actually screwed up, that you actually did something wrong. Are you not willing to admit that there's something in your management style that has brought us to a congressional hearing that is unprecedented in American history?
Well, Congressman, I take responsibility for this agency, and as I've indicated, I'm willing to discuss these issues with my colleagues and figure out how we can better communicate.
But you haven't done anything wrong. What are you going to discuss? That they're wrong and you're right, correct?
I would like to discuss these communication issues and some of the misunderstandings.
Have you done anything wrong in your management of this agency?
Congressman, as I said, I take full responsibility.
For what?
For this organization.
No, for what in your behavior are you taking responsibility for? Just name one thing, just one thing that you admit that you have done wrong, because I don't believe that these four individuals would come here if you haven't done a single thing wrong. Just name one thing that you have done wrong.
Well, Congressman, as I said, I'm very passionate about safety.
So it's wrong for you to be passionate about safety? Is that what you're telling the American people right now?
Congressman,
is that wrong to be passionate about safety? And they're not passionate about safety, right?
Congressman, as I said, I'm very passionate about safety, and if that's ever been misconstrued by my colleagues, that's something I'd like to
discuss. So what in your passion, in your passionate statements, was wrong that would bring us to a moment that we have to have these four individuals, these four commissioners who have dedicated their entire life to the public safety of our nation? What in your behavior is wrong? Just name one thing. That's all I'm asking. I can name 20 things that I have done wrong in my life if somebody asks me the question. You can't name one thing.
Well, Congressman, as indicated, it's a conversation I think I'd like to have with my colleagues to better understand their
concerns. It's ridiculous. Your answers today have been totally ridiculous because there's no way that these individuals who have the same passion, the same commitment to the safety of the United States would be sitting here complaining about you, complaining about the staff, unless you had done something wrong. And it's absolutely ridiculous for us to think that under any circumstance you're going to change your behavior because you're not even willing to admit that you did one thing wrong. That's just incredulous to anybody who's watching this meeting. Mr. Chairman, I have run out of time.
I thank the gentleman.